Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi, Yivamos HaPchav Tehaz, and we are starting about the second line with the words Eza Maimer. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sharabas, Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amos, Shad Avon Aliyah. So we just brought a three-way machlokes about Maimer. The Chum say it's a quasi-kinyan. Another way of saying that it's kaina umishayer. It's partially kaina, partially not. Now, Reb Shimon holds it's a suffix. Maybe Maimer is 100% kinyan. Maybe it's nothing. And Reb Elazar Baruch said it's 100% kinyan. Let's also review the Mishnah. Reb Gamliel had said, Ein get achar get, or Ein Maimer achar Maimer, that if one is two Yivamos falling to him from the same husband, if he gives one of them a get, giving the other one to get accomplishes nothing because the first get is valid. It's like chalitza, and also mimer after mimer is not valid because the first mimer accomplished whatever it accomplished and the second one doesn't do anything. However, the chamim argued and said that yes get achar get and yes mimer achar mimer. So now we continue discussing this. Brisa says, is a mimer b'vama? What exactly is mimer? So that's if he tells her, harei mekudeshes li b'kesef b'shvei kesef, you're mekudeshes to me either with his money or something which is valued as money. So that's mimer. Now exploring shitas rabbanon in mimer, which remember we had said it's kaina umeshayer. It's a quasi kenyan. K'mad rabbanon amrin hamimer kaina umeshayer. The same with the Rabbanan say that Mimer is Kaina and Mishayer, it leaves over some of the Kenyan, it's not a full Kenyan. Can Inun Armana get Pater Mishayer? So too they say that Get Paters and his Mishayer. Giving a Get to Yavama is only a partial sending her away. It's not like a full fledged Chalitza, so Get would accomplish the same thing as a Mimer. As we have Yiftar Get Ptur Gomer be Yavam Kavachimer, why not say that a Get given to Yavama Paters her 100%? Why would that be? Because Mima Isha Shane Chalitza Pateres Ba Haget Pater Ba, a regular woman, giving her Chalitza doesn't do anything to her, but giving her a Get Paters her, while Yavam is Chalitza Pateres with Yavama giving her chalitza does pater her, so shouldn't we say for sure that a get paters her? So to that we say Tamalim, the pasuk says v'chalitza. What do we learn from here? V'chalitza he nitaris ve'ena nitaris beget. Now Yavama is only set free with chalitza and not with a get. As the Gemara finds, so v'loy tifter ba'klom, giving her a get shouldn't accomplish anything. It shouldn't be quasi. It shouldn't be a half a job. It should be nothing. So to that we say that no. Save the pasuk says v'loy tiel ishzar. She shouldn't be to an ishzar. So the question is manan kaimen. What's the pasuk referring to? It can't be just telling us the basic iser of Yavama marrying somebody random, because we already know that from a different pasuk. So what stage are we getting the Yavama at that we're saying she's not allowed to marry an ishzar, a random person? If we're talking about where the Yavam already was bail her, well, ishtahi, she's his 100% wife, and of course she's not allowed to marry somebody else. And if we're talking about that he already gave her chalitza, well then teilech v'tinasei l'ishzar, she should be allowed to go and marry a random person. Rather, this is what the pasuk is referring to when it says it's referring to the Yavam gave her a get. And the ish zar that the pasuk is talking about is him himself, the yavam who gave her the get. He's considered the ish zar. He's not allowed to marry her anymore because he gave her a get, which is a quasi chalitza, as we're saying. And so that's the source of the pasuk that we see that a get does accomplish something by yavama, but it's not 100%. And with Chizkiya Kein, Chizkiya teaches this in Braisa. How do we know that if a person gives a get to his yavama that she's usher to him, but she's also usher to his brothers? That's because etzlei ani kare asher shilach etzel ha'achin ani kare asher shilcha. By him I say the word Asher Shilach, by his brothers I say the word Asher Shelcha. Now this is a pasuk that's really talking about a man remarrying a woman whom he divorced. It says in the pasuk, Lo yuchal ba'al harishon Asher Shilcha loshav l'kachto liyos lo l'isha. Her original husband who had sent her away is not allowed to remarry her. This is referring to a man who divorced his wife. Now he wants to remarry her, so he's not allowed to do so. Now really this word Asher Shilcha is completely extra, because the pasuk already told us that he had sent her away, that he had divorced her. So why does it have to emphasize the first wife whom he had sent away? Again, we already know that he sent her away. It must be that it's for a totally different drasha, and we're leading it in regards to Yibum. That's what we just read from Chizkiya. The first of all, the pasuk could have said Asher Shilach, and then Asher Shilach is talking about the Yavam who had given his Yavama a get, so he's not allowed to marry her once he gives her the get. And then we have the full word of Asher Shilcha, that he sent her away. That tells us that the other brothers, they're also not allowed to marry this Yavama who had received the get, because again, she's considered a partial chalitza. We continue discussing this, now looking at it from a different angle. V'tater chalitza be'isha mikav chaymer. Why not say that a regular woman is able to receive chalitza based off a kavachimer? My yavama she'ena get pater ba chalitza pater ba. Just like with the yavama that a get doesn't pater her, but chalitza does pater her. Well, isha she get pater ba ena din she teh chalitza pater ba. Now, a regular woman that a get does pater her, shouldn't we say for sure that chalitza paters her? So to that tabulim, the pasuk says v'kasav la sefer krisus v'gaimer, is referring to a regular woman. It says he should write for her a sefer krisus. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that sefer karsa, it's a sefer, it's a get which causes that severance in between husband and wife and nothing else. And we learn from here, beget he nitar. So initaris v'chalitza, she's only matered with a get and not with chalitza. As the more of a tifter above a tishayer, why not say the chalitza partially works with the woman? And the answer is that no, because Taman Ksev over there with the Yavama, it says loy tiel ishzar. And we learn from there that a get only quasi paters a Yavama. But hacha ma islach, over here when we're talking about a regular woman receiving chalitza, what pasuk do we have that would be as a miyot and therefore she's excluded from it? Now this whole discussion began with shitas rabbanon in what they hold mimer is. And now we go on to shitas Reb Shimon, which remember Reb Shimon had said that mimer is either a 100% 100% kinyan, or it's nothing. So now the Gemara asks, just like Rav Shimon says, Hamimer, oi kaina, oi loi kaina, that mimer is either 100% kinyan or it's nothing. Well, kaino imer get, oi paiter, loi paiter. Does he say the same thing in regards to a get being given to Niyavama? Does he say it's either 100% patur or it's nothing? What does he hold regarding that? So we answer, Nishmin Adel, from the following. Rav Shimon says, Habeila, regarding Bia to Yavama, Bismachi betchila, if it's at the beginning, in achrea klom, nothing afterwards works, which means if he's bail his Yavama, if he then does mimer to the other Yavama, that has no effect, that's nothing. However, Habesaif, if the Bia is at the end, then yesh achrea klom, there is something after it. In other words, if he does Bia after doing something else to the first Yavama, so then if he now does something to a third Yavama, that will work. Now, I have to clarify, what does that mean that he did Bia after something? The answer is, Bebeila Shil Achar Haget. This is only talking about Bia that was done after a get. Aval Bebeila Shil Achar Mimer, but if he did Bia after Mimer, Manav Shach, either which way. Which again would mean, let's say we have three women, Yavamais, falling to this one brother, and he did Mimer to the first one, and then he was Bail the second one. So Manav Shach, Kana Mimer, either we say that Mimer is 100% Kaina, then in Achrav Klom, nothing afterwards works, so the Bia that he did with the second woman after Mimer of the first one wasn't a valid Bia in the first place because he was already 100% Kanui to the first one. Now when he tries to do Mimer to the third woman afterwards, that's Ein Achrea Klom. There's nothing after that Bia because the Bia itself didn't work. And like on a Mimer, if you want to say the Mimer's not Kaina, so then Tekna Bia. The Bia is 100% Kaina because the Mimer that he did to the first woman was nothing, so the Bia to the second woman was 100% valid. And Viter, Loi Achrea Klom, nothing afterwards is valid because he was Kaina the second woman, so giving Mimer to the third woman does nothing. Alakin and Kamen, rather, we're referring to Bebeila Shil Achar Get. The only way that something is valid after a Bia is if the Bia is after a Get, and Adah Amr, that Kili tells us, Shaget Paiter Umeshayer. The Get patters, but also leaves a little bit over, meaning it's a quasi Batur, and not that it's 100% this or 100% that. In other words, the only way this statement makes sense, that Habeila Bizman Shehiba Saif Yashachra Klom, is if you give a Get to the first Yavama, that only partially matters her, which means Mela, when he does a Bia to the second one, that's not 100% Kinyan either, because the get to the first one is already a partial chalitza, so therefore Yibum is not really allowed to happen with the next one. It only partially works, and therefore Mela, when he gives Mimer to the third one, that also partially works. And that's why it's understood in Shitas Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara says, okay, what about the following? Reb Gamliel ki Reb Shimon? That's the proper girsa. Do we say that Reb Gamliel of our Mishnah is the same thing as Reb Shimon? Just like Aymer Reb Shimon says, HaMimer oi kaina oi loi kaina, that Mimer is either 100% kaina or it's 100% not kaina. Do we say that Reb Gamliel of the Mishnah holds the same thing because he had said there's no Mimer achar Mimer, as that seems to be that Reb Gamliel and Reb Shimon are saying the same thing, or maybe not, and here's a proper girsa, perhaps Viruba mid Reb Shimon, maybe Reb Gamliel is saying more than Reb Shimon. Why would that be? Because it could be that Reb Gamliel also holds Haget Paiter or Loi Paiter. Meaning, on one hand, maybe we're going to say that Reb Gamliel agrees with Reb Shimon that Mimer is either 100% Kenyan or it's not, but on the other hand, maybe Reb Gamliel doesn't agree with Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon, by Get, as we just saw, holds that Get is a quasi-Kinyan, as opposed to Reb Gamliel, maybe he doesn't agree to that, and maybe he says the Get has the same din as Mimer, either it works 100% or it doesn't work 100%. So what is it? How do we understand Shitas Reb Gamliel? Chatasom Bezan on top, Nishmina Adal, learn from the following. We have a brass that tells us, Reb Gamliel Chamim, Reb Gamliel Yisrael Chamim, Sheyash Get Achar Mimer, Umimer Achar Get, and also Get Achar Bias Mimer, and Umimer Achar Bias Get. And now we're going to explain these cases that we just mentioned, where Reb Gamliel Yisrael Chamim, and from that, we're going to see what Reb Gamliel Shita is. Get Achar Bias Mimer Hechavido. What does it mean, a get after Bias Mimer? So really this means a get after Bia and Mimer. What's the situation? So Hayushal Shivamis, or three Yavamis falling to one Yavam, Asr Mimer Bazu. Let's say he did Mimer to the first one, Ubal Lazu, and then he did Bia to the second one, Vinasan Get Lashlishes, and he gave a get to the third one. All of those do work to some extent. Hadamar the Kili tells us, Shamimer Kaina Umeshayer. The Mimer is a partial Kenyan, because in Taimar, Hamimer Oi Kaina Oi Loi Kaina, if you want to say the Mimer is either 100% Kaina or 100% not Kaina, well then Manav Shach, in this case where he did Mimer first, either which way, Kana Mimer, if Mimer is 100% Kaina, so Ein Achar Zu Klom, nothing would be valid afterwards, so the Bia that he did after the Mimer shouldn't be valid. Whereas Loi Kana Mimer, if you want to say the Mimer is not Kaina at all, then Tikna Bia, the Bia should work, and then Veloi Yachra Klom, nothing should work after that, so the get which was given after the Bia shouldn't have been valid. However, since the Brisa did not say that, rather it told us that the Mimer worked, and the Bia worked, and the get worked, so Hadamar that clearly tells us, Shemimer Kainu Mishayer, that Mimer is only a partial Kenyan, which is why that Mimer partially worked, and the Bia afterwards also only partially worked, and Mimelo, the get after that, also only partially worked. Now, for discussing these cases, Mimer Acher Bias Get Hechavida, what does that mean, Mimer after Bias Get? How does that work out? It's also the same case, Hayushal Shivamais, we have three three vamos, nasan get lazu, ubalazu, vasamayr bishlishes. So here we just reverse numbers 1 and 3. He gave a get to the first one, was bail the second one, and then did mimer to the third one. So Adamar the Kili tells us, shaget piter mashayr. The get patters and leaves over a little bit, because the imtimer ha get piter or lay piter, if you want to say they get, either is 100% patur or it's 100% not a patur, well, the manav shach, either which way. Pater ha get, if you want to say the get which was given first is 100% patur, then inachrov klom. Nothing should be valid afterwards, so the bia shouldn't have taken effect. And loy pater ha get, if you want to say the get is not a patur, so then tiftar ha bia, then the bia which was done afterwards should have been valid, and v'lo yachra klom. Nothing should be valid after that, and the maimer shouldn't have been valid. However, since we said that all three are valid, hadamar the kli tells us, shaget pater mishayer, the get is a patur, but also leaves some over. Again, it's just a quasi patur. Now, after just going through this whole description about how Rami Gamliel agrees to the Chachamim, we clearly see that Rami Gamliel is not like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon had said in regards to Mimer that it's either 100% Kenyan or 100% not, and we just went through clarifying, and she's Rami Gamliel, that Mimer is only a quasi Kenyan, so Rami Gamliel is definitely not like him. What's a Havamina that Rami Gamliel would be like Reb Shimon? That's why I had started this whole discussion in the bottom of Amud Aleph. We had asked, maybe Rami Gamliel is like Reb Shimon. We clearly see that he's not, and that's what the Gemara says. Hey, Rami Gamliel, Reb Shimon. How could we say Rami Gamliel is like Reb Shimon? V'in Mimer Acher Mimer B'Yavama K'Reb Shimon He. If you want to say the way Rami Gamliel could be like Reb Shimon is because Rami Gamliel in our Mishnah says that Ein Mimer Acher Mimer. Reb Shimon also says Ein Mimer Acher Mimer. So maybe that's Rami Gamliel's like Reb Shimon. I'll tell you that's not so, because El De Less Time of Dahain K'Time of Dahain. This one's reason is not like that one's reason. Meaning, even though maybe they agree to the same din that Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, Rami Gamliel's reason for saying that is totally different than Reb Shimon's reason for saying that. Time of Dahain Rami Gamliel. The reason Rami Gamliel would say Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, that's because, remember, he holds that Mimer is a quasi Kenyan, and therefore Kol Masha Mimer Hasheni Asad Liknois Kvar Kana Rishon. Whatever the second Mimer would have acquired, the first Mimer already acquired that. Let's just divide a woman into two halves, and we say that Mimer acquires the first half. So once he already did Mimer to the first one, he acquired the first half of her, if you will, and that means the first half of the second woman is not able to be acquired anymore, because Mimer already accomplished what it was able to do by acquiring the first half of a woman. And that's why Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, and it's the same thing by Get. Kol Masha Get Hasheni Asad Liftar Kvar Pater Rishon. Whatever the second get would have pottered in the woman, that was already pottered by the first get, as that's Rami Gamliel's reasoning why Ein Mimer Acher Mimer and Ein Get Achar Get. Again, because even though it quasi works, it only works partially. Whatever partial thing it was able to accomplish, that was accomplished in the first one, so there's nothing left to be able to accomplish in the second one. However, time to Reb Shimon's reasoning is totally different. Remember, Reb Shimon had said by Mimer, it's either 100% Kaina or 100% not Kaina. And so that's why Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, Kana Rishon, Kana Sheni. If the first Mimer worked as a full acquisition, then the second one would as well. Whereas like Kana Rishon, Afasheni like Kana. If the first one's on acquisition, the second one's not either. And the same thing with the get. Pater Rishon, Pater Asheni, like Pater Rishon, Afasheni like Pater. So yes, maybe Reb Shimon Gamliel agree that Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, but still it's for a totally different reason. And continue to discuss yet another aspect of this. I'll take Reb Gamliel, according to Reb Gamliel, Maushi Heya get la Acher Gita Shal Mimer, U Mimer Acher Gita Shal Mimer. Do we say that a get works after the get of a Mimer? And do we say that Mimer works after the get of a Mimer? Now, what in the world does this mean? So we explain. Gel achar gita shal mimer hechavida. What's this referring to? A get after the get of a mimer. So hayush deyivamis or tuyivamis falling to a man. Asa mimer lazu. He did mimer to one of them. Vinasan lo get. And then he gave her a get. And then vinasan get lashniya. He gave a get to the second yivama. So in tamer ha get piter kol mashakana mimer. If you want to say the get which he gave to the first woman pottered whatever the mimer acquired in her. So in kamishayish kan get, it's like we have a valid get over here. Vein get lachar gita shal mimer. And then the second get which was given, that wouldn't be valid at all. That's what it means. Ein get la'achar gita shal mimer. Whereas im taimar ein get piter kol mashakana mimer. If you want to say that that first get that was given to that first woman doesn't potter what the mimer managed to accomplish, so then kamisha ein kan get. It's like we don't have a get here at all. And then v'yesh get la'achar gita shal mimer. The second get which was given to the second person that would accomplish, because it's like there's no first get. Now what about the second thing that we mentioned, Rami Gamliel? Mimer achar gita shal mimer hechavida. What does it mean? Mimer after the get of a mimer. So lamar amar alf on top. Hayush dey yivamos. We have two yivamos. Asa mimer lazui. Did mimer to the first one. V'nasan lo get. Then he gave her a get. And then asa mimer l'shnia. He did mimer to the second one. Same timer. Get piter. Kol masha kana mimer. That's Rabbi Girsa. If you want to say that the get patters everything that the mimer accomplished, so kamisha ain't kan mimer. It's like there's no mimer here anymore. And then memela v'yesh mimer achar gita shal mimer. The second mimer would be valid because again that second mimer was done after the get already took away the first mimer. Whereas the im timer ain't a get piter yosu masha kana mimer. If you want to say that that first get doesn't potter whatever the mimer managed to accomplish, then kamisha yesh kan mimer. It's like we still have a valid mimer here, and v'ein mimer lachar gita shal mimer. The second mimer, which again was done after the get of the first mimer, is not able to take place because that first mimer is still valid. Remember, we're going to stop for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Shittas Rabbi Gamliel. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.